So welcome to the day, everyone, to our little adventure here called Introduction to Insight Meditation. I'm just going to say a few words about mindfulness and some of the attitudes that we can bring to mindfulness. Can everybody hear me okay? So mindfulness, it's a word we hear a lot in society today. It's being used in so many different contexts that sometimes it gets confusing as to what it actually means, because, well, in some ways it's being misused in so many places. So just to go back, and of course Dara will say much more about this in her talk, but just to touch the surface a little bit and give you some context for our practices this morning. Operationally, mindfulness is paying attention to the present moment non-judgmentally. Sounds really simple, right? It's basically we're allowing what arises to consciousness to arise. We pay attention moment by moment. And the key word there is non-judgmentally, because what our habit could be and often is to judge our experience as it arises. So with mindfulness, we're allowing it to arise and just notice what's arisen with regards to the breath, what's arisen with regards to our body, what's arising in terms of thoughts and stories. Perhaps what's arising emotionally as well. And just being present for that each moment. So that's an operational definition. I mean, technically speaking, mindfulness or awareness is what arises when we pay attention to the present moment. It's an innate capacity. To be this awareness that can hold your experience. It's something you have. It's not something you have to go out and get. It's just a mode of being, a mode of mind that you get in touch with, that's already inside. Perhaps a different mode of mind than we're used to, and that's why it takes practice. That's why we sit and we come to retreats It's practicing being, embodying being this in this mode of mind. One of the qualities we bring to the practice is non-judgment. As I said, it's right in the sort of operational definition, so that gives it prominence. Because we tend to judge our experience, and you'll notice that. I mean, and not to then pile on another standard for which you need to, adhere to. And so when the judging mind arises, you go, crap, there I go, judging, bad meditator. It's not that. It's not putting another standard. So we recognize when we might be judging the judging. And just let that be. Just noticing it. In that moment of noticing, but that's the moment of mindfulness. That's the practice. What kind of goes hand in hand with that is this quality of acceptance. Accepting what's arising moment by moment as just what's arising. No need to react to it, but to rather allow it. That doesn't mean it's passive resignation either. It doesn't mean we don't act. We can still act in the world. It means we're acting from this place of centeredness, a place. Our doing comes from a place of being. That mode of being, our doing can emerge from that. Our options will expand. You may notice if you allow in that way your experience to be just as it is. And the other aspect that's very important to bring is a kind of a gentleness and a compassion, a self-compassion. Can't emphasize that enough. These teachings, you know, the Buddha talked about the two wings of the bird part of the practice is the compassion and the wisdom. And so bringing that compassion to your practice. So yeah, easing up a little bit on it. Have some fun with it. I mean, I can remember when I started practicing, I actually laughed a lot because I couldn't believe what my mind was coming up with, constant, you know, commentary on this and that and the other thing. And sometimes when you kind of, if you're not used to sitting back, you know, used to watching the mind and the activity of the mind, it can be quite surprising. And a sense of humor can sometimes help with that. And you're kind of not alone. Like, you may think, oh my, this must be, not everybody can be experiencing this kind of activity of the mind. But I can assure you that you're not alone in this aspect. Which brings me to a kind of another element I'd like to just touch on, again, just to set a little bit of a context, is that perhaps one of the biggest misunderstandings I come across about meditation, insight meditation, is that people think it's has to do with stopping the mind, stopping thoughts. You know, if I'm sitting on an airplane, or if somebody asks me what I do for a living, often I don't say I'm a meditation teacher, because then we get it. That's what the whole plane ride becomes about. But sometimes I do. The thing I see most often is people say, "Oh, yeah, I can't do that. I tried it once, and my thoughts just go." So yeah, it's not for me. Most common thing I hear. So that's a misunderstanding, really, of what meditation is. It's not about stopping thoughts. It's not about stopping any of our experience. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about allowing, just allowing and letting be. Allowing and letting be. If you could just sit with that attitude towards the practice, allowing and letting be, the rest is just joy. It's just a joy just to be with our what arises in our experience in that way. Just let it be. So thoughts arise. That's just what the mind's doing. It's no problem. Nothing to be fixed. It's just what the mind is doing in that moment. You can come back to that breath. Breath's not going to go anywhere. If you're alive, you're breathing. So the breath will be there as your anchor to come back to. Notice. The moment you notice, thinking mind, you notice what happens to your... The mere fact of noticing the thinking allows the thought, the thoughts may self-liberate, in other words, or dissipate. So it's really the allowing points to this kind of non-striving. Just kind of a relaxing into practice, not making it another job to do. I was I just spent some time with my sister, who's a very busy woman, like a provost in an American university. This kind of life, just working all the time. She's, because you know, our discussions took up meditation, and she said, "One thing that really struck me is, at first I put it on my list as another thing to do, and I brought that same attitude that I bring to all my to-do lists to the meditation." So, you know what, it didn't work. So that allowing part wasn't happening that you told me about. And so it was so heartwarming to hear her come to that realization that it's not, you know, something that we have to stress about, put on our to-do list, and it can be a joyful and easeful just allowing, just being. Just being. So we'll settling into your sitting posture, whatever that may be, as Daryl spoke about, I think, enough about posture and the importance of posture. Taking a relaxed yet dignified posture. And perhaps noticing how, when you even think of the notion of a dignified posture, how your spine perhaps becomes a little more erect and upright. And reflecting perhaps as we begin on those qualities of mindfulness and practice of non-striving or allowing, and trust, letting go, which is letting be, non-judging, beginner's mind, allowing the experience to be fresh and new. So each breath is allowed with intense curiosity, like it's the first breath. Each breath, moment by moment. And knowing that no matter what happens in your meditation, the breath is always available as an anchor to come back to bring you to the present moment. Because the breath is always in the present moment. And allowing your awareness to settle on the body as a whole. Noticing the touch of the body on the floor, perhaps your feet on the floor if you're sitting in a chair, or your legs on the floor, tops of your feet and shins on the floor if you're on a bench. And tuning into the sensations in the entire body. Whatever arises, nothing in particular, just allowing whatever arises to awareness to be noticed. Now bringing your attention to the breath. Becoming aware that you're breathing. And noticing where the breath is most easily and naturally felt in the body. Where's the breathing, the sensation in the body of the breath most predominant for you? Perhaps the tip of the nose or the nostrils, the chest rising and falling, or the belly rising and falling. Whatever just sort of arises for you as a place in your body where it's easiest and most natural for you to follow the breath, to tune into the breath. Not trying to change the breath in any way. Really let the breath breathe itself. Just breathing naturally. No need to do any kind of ujjayi or ocean breath or any manipulation whatsoever. Just letting the breath breathe naturally. And tuning into the sensations of the breath, either at the nostrils, the chest, or the belly. Noticing the entirety of the breath, noticing the beginning, the in-breath, perhaps the pause as the breath shifts from an in-breath to an out-breath, and noticing the sensations that arise on the out-breath. Tuning deeply with curiosity to each breath, moment by moment, and breath by breath. If it's helpful, you can even note in on the in-breath and pause in between and out on the out-breath. noticing the qualities of the breath. Is it soft or ragged? Is it strong or weak? Is it shallow or is it deep? Without judging, just bringing this intense curiosity to each breath and the qualities of each breath. Don't be surprised if the mind wanders and starts thinking about this or that. That's okay, that's what minds do. Once you notice that the mind has wandered, it's no longer focused on the breath, congratulate yourself for having noticed that this is a moment of mindfulness. This is what the practice is all about. And congratulate yourself for having noticed that you're lost in a train of thought, and gently escort your attention back to the breath, the sensations in the body of breathing. If the mind wanders 100 times, that's okay. Again, that's what minds do. They secrete thoughts. Your only job is to notice, and when you notice, gently but firmly bring your attention back to the breath. Other things too may draw your attention away from the breath, perhaps body sensations. Especially if the body sensations are intense in some way. So when this arises, you similar with the thoughts, you when you notice that the mind's wandered to a focus on body sensation, gently escorting it back to the breath. Of course, if the body sensation becomes quite intense, you have a couple of choices. You can bring your attention to that place in the body where there is such an intense sensation and be with it for a while. Notice the sensation on the surface and deep, noticing the nature of the sensation, the tingling or throbbing, hot, cold, and dwell for some moments with the sensation, noticing perhaps if it shifts and changes. Of course, if the sensation becomes overwhelming, you have another option, which is to consciously and with mindfulness shift your posture to relieve the discomfort. And begin anew, following the sensation in the body of the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. Just this breath in this moment. Not the last breath or the next breath. Just this breath.
Thank you.